Simon Reish Gimel. The Gemara brings down Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Mishnah says Baruch Hapeis Ilan by Pri Hadama Yotza Peis Aretz Peis Lo Yotza. So the Gemara says, what's the gather of a tree? Heichim Revichinan by Pri Eitz. The Gemara says, Heichim the Shakal of Peri is the Gavz of Hada Mafik. When you take off the Peri, the Gavza stays around, and afterwards it comes back. So Nechlego Rishayna, what exactly does it mean? The Shekhle Peri is the Gavza HaDamafik, what exactly does it mean? There are a couple of different Machan Rishayna with a lot of Mafik meanings in terms of what we're talking about. The Rush brings down a Shita that the Gedar Dove is telling something whether you have to replant it every single year or not. If something stays around from Shana to Shana, you have to replant it, then it's eights. If you have to go in and replant it, then it's going to lose the bracha. The Lashon HaRash was Biadama. Kol David Tzach Lizroi B'chol Shana Nikrei Pri Haaretz. Something you have to plant every single year is called Pri Haaretz. Something which gives off fruit, you have to replant every single year. So then that's something which is going to be considered, that's going to be considered Priya Eitz. The Mordechai brings down the sheet from the Goinim. Mordechai in the Ice Kaflam and Aleph. Kashrus are going to call in the Yavish, Bisusa, Kalo, Gavaz of Tafra, the Gamri, the Chayef, Vada, Pari Mishrasha, Mrecha, Perisa, Bari Piadama, Chalecha, the Shaka, the Peri, East of the Gaza, Vada Mafik Peri, Zah, Pria Eitz. So the Goinim learned the Chilik is like this. It says that, doesn't say anything about planting. The Rush says, totally we have to plant it again. If the, it sounds like in the Rush, if the roots stay around from year to year, then that's enough to be considered a tree, and the gather dove have to replant it every single time. That sounds like the Rosh. The Mordechai says the gather dove is from the Shuvah Zagainim is that if the eitz stays around from Shana to Shana, then it's called Pri Eitz. Mashen Kain, if the eitz totally disappears, and there's no more eitz anymore, and now it's coming from the shrashav, so then that's going to be by Pri Adama. As it sounds like Kipshuta, the Machlokes between the Rosh and the Mordechai is, the Rosh is that it's totally implanting. If you have shrashav in the ground from year to year, then it's going to be by Pri Eitz. And the Mordechai is bringing out from the Shuvah Sagainim that Avada, if the planting is not the modate, if you have shrashav in the ground, and you don't have anything above from the eitz, then it's going to be Adama. It's only if the eitz is Miskayim Mishan Lashana, then it gets the dinner by Pri Eitz. Lashon Rashi says that what's a gavza? What's the lesson? The Gemara says, "It's the gavza." What's the gavza, right? So we're learning in the Rosh, Kipshute means the roots, and the Goinim means the trunk. Rashi says, "Lashon anufshalitz." I don't understand what does anufshalitz mean.
The branches, not the
roots. The branches. So there is a discussion in the Achronim Zakeh. The Bach learns Rashi like the Goinim, that what it means is it means the trunk. You have to have the trunk, and Lev Dafki has onuf shalitz. The lesson of Rashi onuf shalitz sounds like the onuf shalitz. Sounds like you have to have the branches of Mishana Lashana, and that's the other mahalach in Rashi. What do you say? There's a graz along those lines. You have to have the branches. Yeah, there's a graz along those lines. Right, so just misakim daka rolling over. The Gemara says you have to have the gavza mishan lashana. What does gavza mean? So the rush sounds like it's totally roots. You have to plant it, then it's a dhamma. If you don't have to plant it, it stays. The guinim, it sounds like there's something above the ground. You have to have some chelik of the eitz. And maybe in Rashi, he says, Anam Shalei Eitz could also mean the branches. The Chai Adam learns the Machlekes, Rashi and the Goyinim, is talking about where you have some part of the roots above. We'll come back to Chai Adam. Okay, so how do we pass in Kavetz Machlekes? So, the Machab and Reish Gimel, Tudum Gdang Gdam Yisai Karmar B'Adam, Limerik Eitz Al Shemoitzi, all of me eitz. It's only considered an eitz. It's moitzi alav from the eitzim. Amash moitzi al mishrashav loy makri eitz. If it comes from the shrashav, it's not called eitz. And it came to call eitz of the gamri b'chayev. He says since the gamri is called b'chayev, all the parach mishrashav baracham b'rapi adama. So this is stated in the Ramah, like the Mordechai B'shem, the Goyinim, that since these things, the it's not called eitz because since the eitz, the gamri, falls apart and it comes again from the shvash and make by period dam. So who should these be passing like? Like the Mordechai B'shem and the Goyinim. The Pshat is if you have the roots stay from year to year, but what? Right. If the roots stay from year to year, but the eitz is not stay, if the eitz is kalal the gamri, so then that's going to be by period dam. If the eitz sticks around, then it's going to be by period eitz. So this is how we have so far. Something you have to plant every single year, everyone agrees, that's Adama. Right? It's not considered a tree. You don't have to plant it every single year and it comes and it just grows from the you don't have to plant every single year, but the roots stay around. What's the halacha? That's the halacha between the Rosh and the Goyinim. The Rosh says since you don't have to plant, it's gonna be eight. Moshe Gimel, the Goyinim, that's going to be Adama. And how are we passing? We're passing that's going to be Adama. Something which you have the trunk stays around and just the branches. So it seems to be in Kipshutai in the Shulchan Aruch world, it would seem to be that what? It'll be an eitz. And obviously the Aruch Shulchan learns the Ramah, that's what it means. That the trunk stays around but the branches break down. More like a Deacon Rashi, and so that case will be by Pri Adama. Yeah, so Mishnah brings down from the Magen Avraham, Paris gedelim al ilas ktanis. You have a Paris that's growing on very small trees, even if it's less than 3 tvachim. So the Magen Avraham says that if it stays from year to year, so it's like the Magen Avraham, so loch is that's going to be a by pre-eitz. Why not? It has all this amount of tree, I'm to replant it. They say some sky, and therefore it should be by pre-eitz. The Chayodim says it seems to be the Magen Avraham. And Shaz, why is it so lachar? This is something which stays Mishana Lashana. Zakta Chai Adam, that since it's very, very low, L'choshev kokach pri, doesn't have a cheshiva supri, and therefore it's going to be by pri adamo. So this, the place to say, this is talking about blueberries, blackberries, that's the shail over here. It's something which is, b'etzim in the simon, and shtir up a shulchan aruch, it should come out shviya eitz. Why? Because it stays, and it doesn't fall apart, and it stays from year to year. Navaris is something which is grows on a very low tree, so my grandma says, why not? It's eitz. Comes along the Chayadim and says, no, the Midig Odom is doing Adama. And Zak the Chayadim, the Havana is, since it's not so Chashiv, it's something which goes on Pachas V'Gimel, it's not Chashiv Kokach Pri, and therefore it's going to be Barbe Adama. Ramayshin Shu says that this Minog is only a Minog. He says, like, he's not really 100% sure what time this Minog is. He says, sends the Lashon Chayadim, doesn't sound like everyone has a Minog, as if everyone has a Minog, Eilom, I don't know. But if a person has a Minog, yeah. But if not, you know, Rav Dafka, the Minig is a Minig, which is 100% the Sunnah, which is a Chashma Minig. And he says also, if you have a, says two things. The one, it's only if it's under three. And there's a case, as long as it's under three, if it's over three, you want to be. Void, if you're not sure if it's over three or under three, so then the halacha is, he says, you should make you should make eights, because the minhag is just such a chashav minhag. So the place I'm saying that blueberries, blackberries. So apparently, since the mitzvah says that there's one type which is above three, which grows on a regular tree, there are some blueberries which grow like wild on lower down, which will come out between the machlokes. According to the pashas adava should be eights. According to the chayaldan megalans make by peradama, it's that most of them are not like that. There's more, some of them which are more wild along those lines, and those would be. Those would be Adama, and Ramosha is not sure. So what is the situation? Then if not, Ramosha says that you go ahead and you make eights.
If the tree you think brush get up under
three over the
same tree?
It's what? Right? No, then it's a tree. No, that'd be, it doesn't have a same tree, the whole thing grows under three.
The whole tree is
Yeah. Snapchat is that that's right, that's whatever.
Most
of the trees of that min are lamala, but you have like
a
shrach tree.
There's no
bus of roy in these trees.
This one is not a tree, so this min is usually a tree.
You'd
make
a eight on. It makes
some very small trees,
by the way. Oh, what? Yeah, so cranberries is a similar nidin. So cranberries apparently grow under three tfachim, like cranberries. So come out according to Magav Ram Bar Bachi make on it. Eight. According to the Chayad Min Elam is to make a Hadama. I mean, Shmuzamin says that Nachlami cranberry is going to make a Hadama on it, and it doesn't have a Cheshuvus of a tree. Tree. So, but Damishim Rav Yashiv did not get the chance to see inside, and Rafati Sefer, he said that you make eights on it because Alvar doesn't have a Cheshuvus of a pre. He says something which is a whole industry. That could be that it has a chashivas of a pre and void. What? It's a whole industry. They saw so many of them. Maybe it has a chashivas of a pre, void. That it's under, to say that it's not something which grows. Also, they're like, they grow, they're very, very long. And maybe the height's not three, but it's like very, very long. They grow like that way, they're big. And maybe to make eight. So definitely the more posh of the dove is more like, the pashas that would be more to make adam on them, but the pshat is that it's under three and doesn't have a chashivas to it. What do you say? Can you say they're on the right of the chila? Huh? Yeah, so on the page, basically, we have two klalim, basically. Just and then we'll go off the page. On the page, we have the klal of the Rama saying it's tali whether it comes from the shrashim or comes from where the shrashim fall apart, where the eights falls apart every single year. It's just a gainim. We have this magen Avraham, which we're under three, which would be under three. We also get it in Bar Adam. It's over three is going to be by pre A. So there's a big discussion when it comes to eggplant, papaya, in terms of or bracha should be. So, Radvaz, choose Rapalam, they seem to say that Kipshuta papaya is something that goes on a tree, it's a nice big tree, and it should be eight, so it should be Arla, and that's what it should be. So, it seems to be the Minig Olam, it seems to be not like that. And they're bothered by what's Pshan the Minig Olam, that on papaya, people making Hadama, and also that they're not being Machmiya Sachsit to Arla. So, Radvaz wants to say one type of Svara, that what's the difference between a tree and a yarek. What I call a chiluk in the tree and yarek is that a tree is something you plant, it grows, takes a couple of years for the fruit to come out fruit. Something which you plant, right away it comes out, that's a yarek. That's not a pre. And being that this is a type of thing which miyad, when you plant it the first year already, it's going to give off fruits or vegetables, whatever you want to call it, that's really the translation of a yarek, and therefore it's not going to be considered a pre. The Chaznish in Arla, Yud Beis Gimel, brings down the svaras. He says, like, that's a funny svara. Like, that yarek has to be right away. Luna has to be, it takes time. He says, you know, Mechatez is that svara. It's not really so Muskar. He wants to say different svar, very interesting svar. The mitzvah of papaya is that bederach klal only lasts a couple of years. Now, first 3 years, what's the luck of a fruit? Arla. Fourth year, revayat. You played it. He says that, Chazim says svar, that something which is not shaykh that you could ever eat, because it's always going to like die, it's always going to be the first couple of years, it's going to be automatically bederach klal, it's gonna, and you're not going to get past the shnei arla. It doesn't last that long. So it's mistaver that the Torah never asked such a thing. It's mistaver that's not considered a pri, that's considered a yark. Something which can't stay around, which doesn't stay around for the 4 years. What? What do you say? Because we belong in the Eretz Yisrael. We belong in Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, we're not zeicha to have it in the Richdu Eifen. But it's based on, yeah, it's based on the way that, you know, it says, Ms. Mustaver, the Torah never gave it a din pre. You know, a pre is if it's not shaykh eaten. There's that you make a pre, it's not shaykh eaten, that's something which is not Mustaver. Therefore, Elamai, Muzain, that's a swar, that's not a pre, that's considered a yarek. And something which can't stay around for so many years, that'll be considered a yarek, that's considered a pre. Chazin is masking with a little bit of Storm of Kodeshes. Like, you know, it's 100% clear. So he says, on second, he says, Bitsiriv, the svar we said from the Red Vaz, no problem. That's as far as something which goes right away. It could be as far as the Yarek. Void, it's something which doesn't stay around for so many years. He says, Mistaver, that's not considered Dine Arla and Dine Eitz, and therefore it should be considered a Hadam. There's another svar brought down by the papayas that a tree with that has a very strong trunk. A tree has a very stark trunk. For the papaya, it's hollow. If it doesn't have a different, that's not the characteristics of a tree. Being that it's like a hollow trunk, so maybe that's not considered an eitz, and therefore it's considered a hadam. So therefore, benigeya a papaya. No, what's chazor again? Benigeya papaya. The simonim on the page, there should be eitz. The achrenim was saying different svaras. Maybe it's hollow. Number one. Two is it grows right away. Therefore, it's not a pre. It's a yarek. Three is the chazan svar. It can't stay so long. Therefore, it should maybe be a yarek. What's a lach alamaisa? In ilchus brachas, the minhag olam is to make adama. Then we'll go with these svaras next to the pre. Klape hilchus arla. That's where the whole vikuach is. Lamaisa the mitzvah says, come out all the papaya which is on the market is going to be tech shnais arla. And that's what they're going to be. So it's totally how you look at this whole discussion. If it's a pre, it's arla. If it's yarek, it's not considered arla. But there are klal, the mahajin echsherim look at it as like a suffix. These are svaras ba'alma. We don't see shayz reis over here. These are svaras ba'alma. And therefore they want to say kabechus brachas, we can say adama, because manashach, heitza adama b'devet b'yitza. We didn't get arla to be mekel. Being these are svaras ba'alma, which on the page they're not muskar, therefore they want to go ahead and be machmer, and they're not going to be mekel on papaya from if it's from shnayis arla. But that's Beit Yosef is mekel on papaya kapei shnayis arla. So all you know is 90% of the that's Beit Yosef papayas that you're going to be eating, you just know they're from shnayis arla. And you're getting what? Which is a mazel, why it's here. That's a sad, it's here.
Eggplant is the same thing they do.
What else they do?
Some of them chutz laretz, and it seems like a small percentage, which is shaykh, maybe, like whatever. But
the whole discussion is about eggplant also?
No. So the standard mahadrin psak is we suffix, we're going to make adama, because adama would be the yaitza, and we have these svaris. Maybe it's hollow. Maybe it doesn't stay around for a year. Maybe it's not shaykh, it's a pri. So we suffix, we're going to say, I don't any how much of yitza. To say these svaris, which are not so good bait, on the din arla, we're not willing to take it. If Rabbi Yashiv held like that, and therefore that's the most hard shaykh thing. The B'datz Beit Yosef is mekel. So you should know, if you're buying papaya from B'datz Beit Yosef, you should know it's tech shnayis arla, and you should know what you're doing. Saying.
The eggplant's also like
the Arabic? Eggplant is a similar discussion. Give me a second.
Same thing?
A second. Eggplant has a similar type of discussion. You have some of the svaras. You have the chajnish svar that they don't stay around so long. You have the svar also of the that it's also hollow. Yeah, it's some of the discussion. You have the chajnish svar that doesn't stay around so long. It's also hollow. Different chatzilim also. The minigolim is to go ahead and make a dam on it. There's also another svar. There's a svar masham brings down that something which the metzias is the fruit gets worse from year to year. First year grows the best, and second year gets worse. Third year gets worse. If the fruits get worse from year to year from the tree going around, that also that doesn't have a shame pre. Masham was there's a choose masham like that. Yes, brings down a ban like that. That in order to be tree, it has to be like apple tree. You know, gives fruits and every year has good fruits. But the first year is the best. Second gets worse. Third year gets worse. So therefore, that's not a simon of a tree. And that's another svar say by Chatzilah. I mean, you have the Chazan svar, you have that svar, you have the Halas svar, and therefore by Chatzilah, the do Dama.
What's the
Maisel
Chatzilah? Same thing.
Yeah.
Actually,
you didn't plant, they're just wild. It's really chashiva rachlam by eights, can my eights ba'almanu. It's eights ba'almanu. Lay down with the tutim, which is a chashava kron pri. Mashing over here, these are don't have a chashivas to it, so therefore you make a shakon and a bavari. So we're in the shmur and the taz that it's only because something doesn't have a chashivas to it. If it has a chashivas to it, something which is good to eat and has a chashivas to it, then it would be a bracha. These are things which grow by itself, they grow wild. So example they bring down is like sabra fruits, right? So that's something which they apparently don't plant, and it just grows. So Sheva Levi, we saw in the Mamre Kamos, that he says that in Dalach Chav Gimel, he says that's something which is something which will yes be chashiv. The whole part of Sif Dal is that it doesn't have a chashivas to it. It's something which has a chashivas to it, and Chanami, then you would make a bracha for Sabra fruits, one would make a boy pre aitz on it. Yeah, Sif Gimel says Muzis Mises by Priyadama. So already Chashokan says he doesn't know exactly what these are. The Earl at Sian and Chashokan said that it's bananas. I want to say that that's going on bananas. And they want to say that bananas, the lach is you got a lach that Mechav is masking, that'll be by Priyadama. That what?
In the last 2 years.
Right. So this is all Shaila, Kape, all these things which are Shani Machlekes, the Shino system, which are Shani Machlekes, lets you have an apple and a banana in front of you. So you first make a bracha on, normally in the Yechaz bracha, so eight goes before Adama. That, eight goes before Adama, that's normally in Yechaz bracha, that's going to be the klal. The Shaila is, if you have something which is a suffix, ha'etz, and should that go first? For example, bananas, right? So you have papaya, right? So you say papaya make adama, or chatzilah make adama. So that's some shtakas for us, it's eitz, right? How might we say this far as like klape erol machmer, klape erol machmer, klape bracha who says adama. So klape those things, chatzilah and papaya, there are some places which recommend if you have an apple and those in front of you, either have in mind not to patter it, or it might be better to make a bracha first on the Adama. Make first on the Adama, because is it sad that the eights would go ahead and patter it? Well, it's a suffix, right? It's a suffix, so therefore they want you to make the bracha first. Thank you.
fine, let's stop here.